I'm delighted now to welcome Marcia Bull. She is the director of the Museum of International Folk Art. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Oh, I'm pleased to be here, Mary Charlotte.
So, Folk Art Market is coming up. We seem to be talking about that a lot on this radio program. And you have, among many other things going on at Folk Art Market, an exhibition within the Museum of International Folk Art called Empowering Women, Artisan Cooperatives That Transform Communities. Tell us about these cooperatives and how this little sub-exhibition came together.
Well, I'm so impressed with the market and how they involve themselves fully with the issues that are going on in the world via the folk arts. And so we wanted the museum to start becoming more relevant to today's issues, to our times. A lot of museums around the world are beginning to realize that we have a responsibility to present the issues, both sides of issues, and be advocates for whatever our subject matter is in our museums. And so I had devised the thought that it would be great to have a gallery of conscience, just a small gallery, but it's devoted to these various kinds of issues. And the first show that seemed doable and really covered a lot of ground was to do a show on women's cooperatives. Because it was clear from the applications to the market that women's cooperatives, it's a whole kind of movement, a way for women to work together.
And tell us more about that movement.
Well, it's, as I learn more, and I've been learning it from the women themselves in these various cooperatives, they found that working alone, doing their arts, which are intended not only for many cultural reasons, but also financial, that they often didn't get to keep the money from when they earned the arts. The money would go directly to their husbands or the men of the family. And so in banding together, they are more than the sum of their parts. They are certainly much stronger. They can much more efficient. They can get materials and often have help learning how to do marketing. They can get microloans. And as well, the men then don't have access to the money. And women spend the money on their families and their communities.
It's very interesting. I've been reading that Nicholas Kristof's book, and Nicholas Kristof, of course, is going to be speaking tonight at the Lenzik, and have been looking into this whole, I mean, there's been these movements of empowering women through microcredit and things like that. And one of the things that comes up over and over again is that sometimes their husbands are dead set against what they're doing and sometimes try to punish them. And then a few years later, it's all better.
Yes, yes. When I think often in circumstances, once men realize what a great supplement to the family economy and to the community, then they begin to be more comfortable with this. That's not always the case, however. And we do have one co-op in the exhibition from Kenya where the women have actually gone off and formed their own village.
Really?
Yes, and men are not allowed in the village. It's just women and children. And they've been successful. These are Samburu women who have, many have been raped by British soldiers, domestic violence at home. And so they've left home and formed this village of Umoja. And there's about 48 women who live there with their children. And they make these magnificent beaded necklaces.
We've all seen them. Oh, yes, some of which are in this Empowering Women exhibition.
Yes, exactly. Yes, and they've done they've done well. They now have their own livestock and their own land. And they now have meat to eat instead of the leftovers of what was left after their husbands had eaten the meat. And so they're doing well, but a lot of the husbands are very angry and very jealous.
what about the sons? Do they get to live there till they're 18 or something? Or?
Well, I don't know all the details. We'll have to ask Rebecca Lolasoli, who will be at the market.
Very
interesting. And she can answer some of those special questions.
It's part of, it seems like there is just a worldwide movement against sexism and misogyny and the terrible treatment of women. And the more I read about it, I mean, the more it seems like the issues that we confronted in the 19th century of slavery, our version of that today is the terrible treatment of women all over the world.
I think this is the issue of the late 20th and 21st centuries, is for women finally to take their place as partners in societies. And I'm so impressed with these women who are leaders, who have formed these cooperatives, and we've now been spending several days with them. And, you know, the risks they've had to take. Amina Yabis from Morocco ran for public office and didn't win because no one knew who she was, because she was always at home. So she decided that she would form a women's cooperative, and they make buttons. These are the traditional buttons that are worn all over Morocco on clothing. But also, she educated herself, there are literacy classes for the other women, and they're gaining confidence. And as they gain confidence, then and not only confidence, but respect. And then they began, the men in the, you know, in the leadership began to take note of them. In fact, the co-op from Swaziland, they have been successful at the folk art market. And this year, because they've been invited to come to this exhibit, and we're just thrilled, the chief actually asked them to come and see him, and he presented them to the village, whereas usually he takes no notice of them whatsoever.
To what extent are the markets for the things that these cooperatives produce reliant on wealthy foreign nations versus selling within their own countries?
Well, I think there are two, there's definitely two markets. You know, in many of these countries, the traditional objects are still being used by the makers and their surrounding villages, and they've made those for years and exchanged goods. But certainly, they need a wider market, and that means more of a worldwide market. And we can't just depend on one international folk art market here in Santa Fe, although those who do come, who are selected and come, often make enough money to last for the whole year.
Which is extraordinary.
Well, it is extraordinary. I did, however, another story. I'm full of stories because I've been talking to these women now for several days. In Rwanda, as a result of being at the International Folk Art Market, Janet, the founder of one of the cooperatives, told me that she had interior designers who came to them and wanted to order their baskets for this big hotel, and it was in Rwanda. And there was actually a competition, but her co-op won, and so they made baskets for this hotel. Now, again, that's going to be probably foreigners or business travelers who are coming to the hotel, but it broadens people's, who are staying there, broadens their vision of what they might purchase when they're coming there.
Marcia Bull is director of the Museum of International Folk Art, and this wonderful exhibition within the museum is called Empowering Women, Artisan Cooperatives That Transform Communities. And as they transform communities, they transform the society around them.
They really do. This is one of the things that I think is most encouraging, is that when women are successful selling their folk arts, they can buy shoes for their children, they can pay for educations for their children. That some of the co-ops have set up soup kitchens for orphans. Others have set up schools for children orphaned because of AIDS, and they're doing quite a lot for their communities as a result of the success of their folk arts, a wider success.
So Folk Art Market is going on all weekend, and for more information, people can go to folkartmarket.org. There is a toll-free number, which is 888-670-3655. And then for more information, you can go to you can call 505-476-1197. Marcia Bull, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz presents the monthly Women in Jazz Hour.